Basement floor remodels are fast becoming our number one DIY project here at Direct Colors. We talk to customers every day about the peculiarities of basement applications and recommend products based on each project's individual circumstances. Shauna Turner, author of Direct Colors How-To Guide on Acid Staining Basement Floors, joins us to talk about basement projects. Hi everyone, I'm Mamie Nolan and you're listening to listen.directcolors.net podcast, episode 13. Welcome, Shauna.
Thank you.
So how would a customer get started with a basement floor remodel?
Start by evaluating your concrete. Basements and garages are often the smoothest rooms in a house. So smooth, in fact, that they can't be successfully acid stained without pre-application chemical or mechanical profiling. So first, pour water on the concrete and see if it beads up for several seconds or readily absorbs into the concrete. Beading or poor absorption suggests that the surface is too smooth to stain, and it will require profiling. Most slabs can be ready for acid staining by applying a product we carry called Hard Trowel Floor Prep. You'll find it on our website under Surface Preparation in the product drop-down. You can cut the product with water, spray it on with a garden sprayer, wash off with clear water about 20 minutes later, and that will generally profile the surface to kind of a sandpapery finish. Now, if you have something that's really quite excessively smooth, you can put the prep on full strength. However, keep in mind that if you have significant paint, glue, drywall mud, other contaminants on the concrete, you may just want to grind the floor instead. It may make a lot more sense at the end of the day.
What about water problems in a basement? Would that affect my product choices?
Many basements experience water issues as a result of local drainage changes, foundation cracks, or unexpectedly heavy rains. Moisture can seep into a basement or come up through the slab. And this will ultimately determine which sealer you select for your project. Inspect your basement floor thoroughly for any kind of seepage. Address that before finishing the basement floor. If you have high humidity already and you know that, firmly affix a small sheet of plastic directly to the floor using duct tape and leave it there for 48 hours. If you have condensation under the plastic, you need to select a breathable or cure and seal sealer that will allow water vapor to pass through the coating. And we offer several of those on the website.
Any advice on general surface prep?
Surface prep can sometimes be the most challenging part of any concrete project. Many basement floors have been covered with carpet or sometimes paint. All debris, including glue, sealer, paint, drywall mud, everything, must be completely removed before acid staining. We offer several products. One is called Beanie Dew Glue Remover, and the other is Soy Gel Paint and Sealer Stripper. They can be used to remove carpet glue or paint or even sealer that may be on the floor. They're fantastic low odor products, which makes them suitable for basement use. You know, there are many products on the market that could absolutely not be used in a basement. So these are a good alternative to those. Remember to thoroughly clean the floor of all cleanser residue using a concrete degreaser. We have one on the website that we can recommend for this purpose. And rinse carefully before staining. These products often leave a heavy residue behind that will interfere with the staining and sealing process, so that's not an optional step. Again, if the concrete is heavily soiled with contaminants, consider grinding the floor entirely to remove all contaminants, not just the ones we've mentioned here.
What colors work best in a basement?
Unless it's your intention to do so, you want to be careful not to turn your basement into a dungeon by selecting overly dark colors. All 10 Direct Colors acid stains can be used for basement applications, but keep in mind that many basements aren't well lit. So applying coffee brown or black acid stains may make the room too dark. These stains also have a strong smell during application and would require ventilation to the outside or a respirator to apply. This is all determined by how much ventilation is available in the basement space. A walkout basement, you'd be less affected by these considerations. Testing to determine which color or color combinations work best in your basement is certainly the right place to start.
Let's talk about a sealer. What sealer can I use, and are there any limitations?
Choosing the correct sealer is the most critical decision for a basement project. Basements often have poor ventilation, making solvent-based sealers an unpleasant and possibly dangerous choice. Solvent fumes can be overwhelming in confined spaces, so give this some serious thought before making a decision. It should only be applied in walkout basements with doors and windows open to the outside, and even then, exercise caution. We do offer several excellent breathable water-based sealers for basement applications, including the 550 water-based polyurethane, which comes both in a glossy and matte finish, the DCI water-based satin gloss sealer, which is an acrylic product, and the DCI penetrating lithium hardener sealer for those folks who simply want a matte finish with no gloss whatsoever. It's a great sealer for that. Also works very well in basements that do have water issues. The Crystal Coat high gloss water-based sealer really should not be used in a basement unless it has low humidity and no history of seepage. It's a great sealer, but not intended for basements.
Is concrete wax absolutely required for every project?
No, concrete wax is not required for every sealer option. Most residential floors sealed with an acrylic sealer should be re-waxed 4 times a year. Areas that receive more traffic or homes that have large dogs may need to reapply more often. Stripping is not necessary between applications, but chair and table legs can scratch decorative concrete flooring over time. So carefully place Teflon pads or sliders under large furniture, table, chair legs, etc. Carpet squares under reclining chairs will minimize floor damage significantly over time. Avoid using rolling chairs, like office chairs, without a plastic mat. Now, on the other hand, polyurethane finishes do not require wax and can be easily cleaned using water or dishwashing soap and water solution. They have a usable life of 5 to 10 years, again, depending on how much traffic, whether you have dogs, etc., etc. The floor will require a light sanding and a sealer reapplication when the finish becomes worn, and that's determined by the homeowner, of course. Always avoid using harsh chemicals on the floor, regardless of what sealer or sealer and wax combination you ultimately choose. At the end of the day, selecting the right sealer and wax for your home business is based on gloss level, intended use, and ongoing maintenance expectations.
Thanks for that great step-by-step advice on basement floors. For more information on the care and maintenance of acid-stained floors, visit our blog at directcolors.com. If you'd like a free design consultation tailored to your project, send us pictures in a description by email or call us at 877-255-2656. We are ready to help you. The listen.directcolors.net podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter @DirectColors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.